طيب، بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. This is our 29th session in Book 2, Medina course. And today, inshallah, we're going to work on Lesson 16 that we started last week. Last week, we read the English key in the back of the book for Lesson 16 on page 51 through a number of pages. And last week, we also read the dialogue in the Arabic section of the book on page 109, 10, and 11. And today, inshallah, we're going to start doing the exercises. I'll just like maybe quickly look at some of the points, just mention the things that we talked about. Last week in the key to lesson number 16, we talked about the verb arada yuridu. We talked about how this verb works, and we said that this verb we're going to cover in detail all of the forms of its conjugation or isnad to pronouns. Yani how it looks in the first person, second person, third person, masculine, feminine, singular, and plural. Okay, so the verb yuridu, you say huwa yuridu, hiya turidu, ana uridu, nahnu nuridu. This is what we talked about last week. The second thing we talked about is the particle ma. We have already learned the interrogative and the negative ma. Yeah, and when you use ma to ask a question, you say ma hadha, what is this? Or you use ma as negation, you say ma dhahabtu, I did not go. In this lesson, we want to learn about the relative ma, يعني ما الموصولة. ما الموصولة. For example, you say, نسيت ما قلت لي. I forgot what you said to me. I forgot that which you said to me. This ما الموصولة, in meaning, is equal to اسم, اسم موصولة. That is, الذي. So you would say, نسيت ما قلت لي أو نسيت الذي قلت لي. I forgot that which you said to me. So he said ما here, ما الموصولة, it means what or that which. Second example he gave, أشرب ما تشرب. I will drink what you drink. Or أشرب الذي تشرب. I will drink that which you drink. And so on like this. This is called ما الموصولة. The next thing we talked about was ذو. When it is in the accusative case, ذو means صاحب, or the one who owns or possess or controls something. ذو, it means the one who owns or possess or controls something. And ذو is from the أسماء الخمسة. When it is in إضافة, when those words are in إضافة, like ابن or اسم or ذو and so on, when they're in إضافة, then if they are مرفوعاً, in addition to the ضمة, you have to elongate it with واو. If they are mansub, in addition to the fatha, you have to elongate it with alif. And if they are majroor, in addition to the kasra, you have to elongate it with ya. Okay, this is the word dhu. We talked about that. And then we talked about proper nouns on the pattern of fu'ala. Fu'ala. Like the word hubala, or zufara, zufaru, or zuhalu. Yani on the wazn, fu'alu. We said that these words are diptopes, that is, they are mamnu' min as-sarf. They don't take tanween and they don't take kasr if they are majroor. This pattern of proper nouns is called ma'adul. Ma'adul. The main thing what? These type of proper nouns are mamnu' min as-sarf. From amongst them we have the word umar. So we say kharaja umaru. In this sentence, Umar is the fa'il, right? Kharaja Umaru. Umar went out. So it's marfu'un. Or you say, Sa'altu Umara. Sa'altu Umara. Umara is the maf'ulun bi, mansub. Sign that it's mansub is fatta. However, when you see it in a sentence majroor, like katabtu ila Umara. We didn't say Umari. Because these words are mamnu' min as-sarf and they don't take kasra. Alright, so we dealt with that. And then we also dealt with words denoting colors in the feminine form. Okay, the feminine form is on the wazn of fa'la'u. Fa'la'u. Like from abyadu, bayda'u. From aswadu, sawda'u. From ahmaru, hamra'u. Notice that in the beginning of each of these words, abyad, aswad, and ahmar, there's a hamza that's added to the root of the word. The root of the word in abyad is ba, ya, and dad. So you get on the wazn of fa'alau, you get bayda'u. Naam. We're on page 52, point number five. Okay, aswadu, the root of it is seen, wow, and del. So in the pattern of fa'ala'u, you have sawda'u. Ahmaru is the root of it is ha, mim, and ra. If you get rid of the hamza from the beginning, which is added, and the root ha, mim, ra, if you put it on the wazn of fa'la'u, you have hamra'u. Okay, so we dealt with this in the last lesson. And we also said there's only one plural for both masculine and feminine forms of these colors. There's only one plural, and that plural is fu'lun. 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 So we have from ahmar, the plural, humrun. From asmar, sumrun. From aswad, sudun, and so on. Point number six is the word, the proper name, amrun. This particular name, amrun, is written with a waw, which is not pronounced. Amrun. It looks like the word Umar, but it's amr. And amr is written with a waw, which is not pronounced. This is done to differentiate it from Umar, because otherwise these two words in Arabic without vowels look exactly the same. This waw is, however, omitted in the accusative case, because in this case their spellings are different. Yani if it's mansub, we don't need the waw, otherwise we write the waw to distinguish it from Umar. Number seven is bedel. The bedel in this sentence, for example, Aina akhuka al-Husaynu. Al-Husaynu is a bedel for akhuka. Where's your brother Hussein? Al-Husayn is a bedel. It can be exchanged for akhuka in a sentence as we discussed with bedel previously in the past. Number eight is the word akharu, which means another. Its feminine form is ukhra. Akharu is mamnu' min as-sarf, doesn't take tanween, and its feminine form is ukhra, means another. And both of them are diptotes, mamnu' min as-sarf. Number nine, the word ashya'u is also mamnu' min as-sarf. The word ashya'u from shay'un. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. The plural of shay'un, ashya'u. It's mamnu'. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Kayf halukum ya akhi?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, barakallahu feekum. Okay, and number 10, the difference between al-Qur'anu and al-Mus'hafu. We said that a copy of the Qur'an, a printed, written copy of the Qur'an is called the Mus'haf. This is why we can say, عندي مصحفان. عندي مصحفان. I have two copies of the Qur'an. But it is not proper to say, عندي قرآنان. We don't have two Qur'ans. There's only one Qur'an. So the difference between Mus'haf and Qur'an, and we should pay attention to the use of these words. Number 11, أَكَلْتُ شَيْئًا means I did not eat anything, or I ate nothing. مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا I saw nothing, or I didn't see anything. مَا قَرَأْنَا شَيْئًا we read nothing, or we did not read anything. Because مَا is مَا نَافِيَة means negation. مَا قَرَأْتُ I did not read. مَا رَأَيْتُ I did not see, and so on. And the last point is وَرَقٌ مُسَطَّرٌ ruled paper. We have وَرَقٌ مُسَطَّرٌ and we have غَيْرُ مُسَطَّرٍ. So غَيْرُ here, the meaning, note that the word غَيْرُ is مُضَاف, and so the following word is مَجْرُور, and غَيْرُ has the meaning of negation. يعني وَرَقٌ غَيْرُ مُسَطَّرٌ means it is not ruled, it is not lined. So it is a form of negation, and the word after it is مَجْرُور, because of idafa. Okay, so this is what we talked about last week in summary. We read in detail the key last week. We also read the dialogue last week. And I hope you did the homework by reading the key again carefully and reading the dialogue at least once or twice, paying attention to everything in it. The vocabulary words, new and old, grammatical points, new and old, and comprehension of the meaning as well as pronunciation of the words properly. The dialogue is extremely long, and we read it in detail, and you should have read it for homework at least once or twice, and we're going to go straight to the exercises right now. Straight to the exercises. Okay, perhaps you don't remember the dialogue if you haven't read it recently, but I hope that you remember some of it anyway. We took a lot of time to read it, inshallah, to discuss the i'rab of the sentences, the meanings of words, plurals, singulars, idafa, naat and man'ut, all of these things we discussed in detail. So I hope that you have done some homework.
Okay, exercise number one on page 111, page 111, tamreen, or tamareen, exercises. This is where we left off last week. So we're going to pick up where we left off last week. التمرين الأول أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. I hope somebody is awake. متى يذهب الأب إلى السوق؟ متى يذهب الأب إلى السوق؟ First of all, what is the meaning of this question? متى يذهب الأب إلى السوق؟ When does he go to the market? Or does it mean when did he go? When does he go? يعني when does he normally go to the market? Not when did he go, when does he go? This is فعل مضارع. متى يذهب الأب إلى السوق؟ Okay, who knows the answer? نعم عبد الحق. يذهب إلى السوق بعد الصلاة. جيد. هو يذهب الأب إلى السوق بعد الصلاة. Number two. ماذا يريد الحسين؟ ماذا يريد الحسين؟ What is the meaning? What does Hussein want? Who knows the answer?
هو يريد.
حلاوة. حلاوة. هو يريد. Remember, brothers and sisters. هو يريد. Remember. The first person, حرف, for مضاري, is either Hamza or Noon. The second person is Ta. And the third person is Ya. Try to keep that in your mind. Okay, except here. Here تريد. Otherwise, it should be Ya. هو يريد. هم يريدون. And هن يريدنا. Okay, so remember Ya and Ta. And first person, Hamza or Noon. Do you have a book? You have? Okay, good. Please, open so you can follow with us, inshallah. طيب, number three. ماذا تريد سعاد? ماذا تريد سعاد? What is the meaning of the question? Yeah, what does سعاد want? What does she want? Who knows the answer? Who knows the answer? نعم, Abdul Haq. ها مسطرة طيب هي تريد مسطرة يا بس لايك هكذا that's it ها كبيرة مسطرة أخرى كبيرة she has صغيرة طيب number four من الذي يريد المسطرة من الذي يريد المسطرة؟ Who is it? What is the first? What is the meaning of the question? Who wants the ruler? And the answer? سعادو. Okay, good. But give me a more complete sentence so we can hear the use of the verb. We want to hear the مضاري verb. أراد يريد. تريد. هي تريد. نعم. تريد. سعاد أو سعاد تريد المسترطة نعم number five ماذا تريد الأم ماذا تريد الأم what is the meaning what does the mother want the answer number five نعم صلاح الدين من القماش أو من هذا القماش نعم تريد هي تريد ثلاثة أمتار من هذا القماش من هذا القماش نعم طيب exercise number two التمرين الثاني صح ما يلي correct what follows based on what based on the dialogue that we read okay the first one يريد عمر قلما أزرق ها خطأ طيب what is صحيح يريد أحمر قلمة. أحمر قلمة, قلمة is a sifa, a knot. ها؟ قلما أحمر. نعم قلما أحمر. طيب يريد عمر قلما أحمر. Number two, يريد هشام, يريد هشام أشياء كثيرة. What is the meaning? What's the meaning? يريد هشام أشياء كثيرة. هشام wants a lot of things, many things. صحيح أم خطأ؟ خطأ. والصحيح again, wait, start from the beginning, slow down, give him a chance. Now say that again. What is صحيح in this?
نعم
in Arabic.
يريد شيئاً.
شيئاً.
شيئاً. الآن.
طيب. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. What did he say wrong? What did he say wrong just now? Yes. The one who was answering the question. What did he say wrong? Do you know? Because you were talking. Okay. No problem. Who knows what he said wrong? Huh? What did he say wrong? He answered the question in Arabic. He said he said something wrong. What did he say wrong? Now.
Oh, it's a verb, verb, verb. He
said, you forgot to say, you said yuridu. You forgot to say ma yuridu. Ma yuridu. You do not want anything.
Right.
This ma is very important. That's like saying, do you want your $100? Say no.
I got it right here. And Miss Rice shot right through it. See right
there?
See right there?
No problem. No problem. No problem. طيب. Number three. حفصتو عندها حقيبة سوداء. What is the meaning? What is the meaning, first of all? Hafsa has a black suitcase or bag or pocketbook. Naam. Okay, what is correct? Say it again. Hafsatu indaha haqibatun hamra'u. Not sawda'u, hamra'u. Naam. طيب, number three. التمرين الثالث. Huh? Oh, there's the fourth one. I'm sorry. Sentence number four. Al-Husaynu fil matbakhi. Al-Husaynu fil matbakhi. What is the meaning of this sentence? Hussein is in the kitchen. What is correct? Khata. Huwa fil hammami. He is in the hammam. Okay, now, exercise number three. Da'a fil faragi. فيما يلي الفعل يريد بعد إسناده إلى الضمائر المناسبة ضع في الفراغ فيما يلي. What does that mean? Put in the الفراغ. Does it mean following space? Empty space. Put in the empty space فيما يلي. And what follows? الفعل يريد بعد إسناده إلى الضمائر المناسبة. What does this mean? Put in the empty space the فعل يريد. That means in this exercise we only want to use one verb, the verb يريد. But what form of it? بعد إسناده. What do we mean by بعد إسناده إلى الضمائر المناسبة? What do we mean by بعد إسناده? What does this mean? إلى الضمائر. Anybody? Isnad ila al-dhamir means after connecting it to the pronoun that is suitable pronouns. Isnadihi ila al-dhamir al-munasiba means connecting it. Isnad is like a connection. The isnad is what connects the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the statement that is attributed to him, the isnad of the hadith. The isnad is the connection. You say the Prophet ﷺ said such and such and so and so. What is your proof? It came by this isnad. How do we connect it to him? By the isnad. That so and so said, that so and so said, that Sahabi said, that the Prophet ﷺ said. Connecting the fi'l to the appropriate or suitable dhamair, pronouns. Okay, the first one. Who take the first one? Let's start on this side. Abu Bakr, first one. ماذا تريدون يا إخوان؟ Why is he using تريدون in this sentence? Why? Because plural. What else? Feminine?
Masculine.
Masculine. And what else can we say about this form of the verb? It's plural, it's masculine, and it's?
You.
Is it first person or second person?
Second.
Second person. He's speaking directly to them. يا إخوان. So second person? Masculine, plural. تريدون. ماذا تريدون يا إخوان. Number two. Who take the second one? Now, Abdul Karim.
أختي.
أختي تريد هذا القلم. أختي تريد هذا القلم. Why is it قلم? مفعول به منصوب علامة نصبه فتحة. Can I make a comment on this answer? The brother he gave us a correct answer, but slight. We want to adjust his answer a little bit. Naam. You want to help us?
Hatha
is the maf'ul bi.
Yeah, hatha.
And al.
It's badal.
Naam. Jayid. Okay. You are correct, but we want to modify a little bit to be more specific. Al qalam is really badal for hatha, and hatha is the maf'ul bi. Fayyib, page 112. Same exercise number 3, sentence number 3. Top of the page of 112. Who takes the next one? Going across this way. Naam, Abdul Halim. Look to the end of the sentence before you answer, so you know which verb form to use. Aturidina? Hadihi al-majallata? Ya Layla. What does it mean? Do you want this magazine? Oh, Layla? Okay, why did he use turidina? Which form of the verb is this turidina? Huh? Feminine? Second person? Singular. Singular. Naam, jayid. Naam, anti turidina. Naam. Okay, number 4. Who take it? We're going your way, Abdul Haq. As-sahifa. طيب, good. He made one mistake here. Who can tell us what is the mistake? If you were listening to what he said.
Naam. In his reading, I think he said, Majalla, he should have said, Jalalatan.
Majallatan. He said Majallatan.
Did he?
Yeah. But he, something else he missed. He said, As-sahifatun turidu am Majallatan. Sahifatan. Why should it be Sahifatan, ya akhi? What is your name?
Mustafa,
mashallah. Why should it be sahifatan? How is the maf'ulun bi and the verb is coming after it? Can the maf'ulun bi come before its verb? Absolutely, and this is a case of it. The meaning of it is, as-sahifatan turidu, at-turidu sahifatan? Okay, but because we are using this form of expression where we have am, then it has to come like this. Okay? As-sahifatan turidu am majallatan? Ya akhi. Okay? Tayyib. Number 5. Who'll take it? Salahuddin, what about that one? Oh, we didn't translate it? What does it mean? What does it mean, number 4?
The book or the magazine? Or the
As-sahifa doesn't mean what? A newspaper. Sahifa, do you want a newspaper or a magazine? Oh my what?
Oh my brother.
Oh my brother. Naam. Labas, labas. Number five, Salahuddin. جيد. أنا أريد أشياء كثيرة من السوق. What does it mean?
I want a lot of things from the souk.
طيب, I have a question. أنا أريد أشياء كثيرة. What is the إعراب of كثيرة?
Huh?
No, not the meaning. The إعراب is not. It's a صفة, it's not. It's a sifa describing ashya. Now, kathiratan, is it definite or indefinite? Indefinite, nakira. The man'ut of it is definite or indefinite? What is its man'ut? What is it describing? What is kathiratan describing? Ashya. Is it definite or indefinite?
Indefinite.
Why doesn't it have tanween? ممنوع من الصرف. جيد. أحسنت. أحسنت. نعم. Good. Number six. Coming this way. Number six. Who wants it? No, let's give from this group here somebody. Only volunteer. If you want to pass, we'll excuse you. No problem. You can take next round if you like. Somebody over here has to give us one though. نعم. Keep going. Finish the sentence. Akhawati. Akhawati. Hold on, give him a chance. He's getting it. He's getting it. He just saw that last word. Ya akhawati. Tayyib. Akhawati is plural or singular?
Plural.
Turidina is a plural form or singular form?
Turidina.
Turidina is second person feminine singular. Turidina. Turidna. Turidna. Antunna turidna. Mada turidna ya akhawati. We want second person feminine plural. Turidina is singular. Jayid. Good. Number seven. Next one. Why? We still have people left over here. We can't skip Abu Bakr. We don't give any passes to Abu Bakr. Wayak. Jayid. Nahnu nuridu mushafan saghiran. What is its meaning?
We want the copy of the Quran.
We want. A small copy of the Quran. Small copy. A small mushaf. Copy of the Quran. Tayyib. Nahnu nuridu. Number 8. Abdul Karim. Okay, at-tullabu yuriduna dafatirahum. Dafatirahum. Dafatir, what does this word mean?
Notebooks.
Jam. What is the mufrad, singular, of dafatir? Daftarun. Okay, jayid. Jayid. Okay, tulab, hum yuriduna. Third person, masculine, plural. Number 9, going this way. Huh? You want to skip? Try it. Naam. Al mudarrisatu yuridna. Al taba. التباشرة. What is the meaning? المدرسات يردن التباشرة. التباشرة. What is the meaning? Anybody?
The
female professor needs want chalk.
The female teachers want chalk. At-tabashira. The chalk. Chalk that you write on the board with. We used to write on the board with it. Not here, we don't have any chalk. Five, number 10. Naam, Abdul Haq. Can you read a little bit louder? I didn't hear you well.
Al-Mudiru
Yuridu. Jayid. Qa'imata. Uh-huh. أسماء الطلاب. طيب المدير يريد قائمة أسماء الطلاب. What does it mean? The principal wants the list of the names of the students. طيب. What is the إعراب of أسماء? What is its إعراب in this sentence? Is it the mubtada, the khabar? What is it? مضاف إليه. مجرور. وعلامة جره كسرة. قائمة أسماء. طيب, what is the إعراب of الطلاب? مضاف إليه also. نعم. So we have two إضافات. Back to back with each other. Alright, so don't be confused by that. Because it's mudawf ilay doesn't mean the word after it can also be mudawf ilay. Because asma is mudawf ila qa'ima. And tulab is mudawf ila asma. Fine. This is the third exercise. Okay, exercise number 4. This exercise, by the way, exercise number 3, is the exercise that it would be beneficial for you to read through a few times. Okay, why? To make sure that you have learned, have good control over the use of this verb. Okay, because this verb is a new type of verb that we didn't see before. It's a mudari verb, but it has 4 letters in the madi. Therefore, in this type of verb, because it has 4 letters in the madi, in the mudari, the first letter, the harf mudari, instead of taking fatha, like we used to see before, ذهب يذهب خرج يخرج, it's taking what in the mudari letter? Dhamma. Uridu, Nuridu, Yuridu, taking Dhamma. Okay, sometimes this throws us off, so pay attention to this, inshallah. Okay, exercise number 4. يسأل المدرس كلا من الطلاب هذين السؤالين. What does that mean? The students are going to ask the teacher, huh? No, not now. You can ask me later. But for now, I'm going to do the asking. Okay, so who's doing the action? Yes, hello, al mudarrisu.
The student's acting the teacher. No, the teacher acting. That's what I'm saying. The teacher's acting the student.
The teacher, singular, is going to ask kullan min at-tullab. Each of the students. Hadaini as-su'alaini. These two questions. Jayid. These two questions. What are the two questions? Mada turidu? And the second question, Mada yuridu zamiluka? What is the first question? What is the meaning of it? Mada turidu? Okay, what do you want? And Mada yuridu zamiluka? What does it mean? What does your classmate want? What does your classmate want? Okay? Is it good? Yes. Alright. Oh, finish the rest of the instruction. Ala marhalatain. What does that mean? Ala marhalatain. What does that mean? 2 stages. Fil marhalati al-ula, in the first stage, yuhaddidu al-mudarrisu jawabat. What does that mean? في المرحلة الأولى, in the first stage, يحدد المدرس. What does it mean? يحدد المدرس ها يحدد المدرس المدرس do what what will the مدرس do does anybody know that word يحدد means to specify something the teacher will specify جواب الطالب meaning the teacher will tell the student what word he wants you to use when you say what you want. He will tell you, say you want a house, you want a car, you want a book. The teacher will tell you what to answer with, okay? وَيَتِمُّ ذَلِكَ And this will be done, how the teacher will specify? إِمَّا بِالْإِشَارَةِ إِلَىٰ أَشْيَاءَ What does this mean? إِمَّا بِالْإِشَارَةِ إِلَىٰ أَشْيَاءَ By pointing to things. He will point to something in the room. Huh? وَإِمَّا بِكِتَابَتِي أَسْمَاءِ أَشْيَاءَ عَلَى السَّبُورَةِ What does that mean? Or by writing the names of things on the board. وَفِي مَرْحَلَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ And in the second stage, يَكُونُ الْجَوَابُ غير محدد. What does that mean? Making not specifying. It would be unspecified. Meaning the student will pick whatever he wants to say. He wants himself. جيد. Okay. So I'm going to specify some things for you in the first level. And then we're going to go to round two. We're going to do it again. You're going to say whatever you want. You can say, I want $1 million. Or you can say, the best thing that you can ask for is what? Al-Jannah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-Jannah. Wa'udhu bika min al-Nar. That's the best thing you can say. You know, by the way, the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, as we put in At-Tirmidhi and Nasa'i. I think it's from Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu. He said, Man sa'al Allah. الجنة ثلاثا قالت الجنة اللهم أدخله الجنة What does that mean? Whoever asks Allah for Jannah three times قالت الجنة قالت الجنة The Jannah will say اللهم أدخله الجنة قال انته من جنة ومن استعاذ من النار قالت النار اللهم أجره من النار ومن استعاذ and whoever sought refuge from the hellfire will say, O Allah, grant him refuge, protect him from the hellfire. This hadith صحيح. صحيح. So if a person was to say three times, with consciousness in their heart and mind, believing in this reality, asking Allah sincerely to grant them Jannah and protect them from the hellfire, inshaAllah, the paradise will ask Allah to admit you into it. And the hellfire will ask Allah to protect you from it, to grant you refuge from it. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannata وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ نعم اللهم إني أسألك الجنة وأعوذ بك من النار Okay, let's start the first stage, inshallah. Allah, Allah. طيب. Anybody want to pass before we start? Okay, Mustafa, we're going to start with you. ماذا تريد يا مصطفى؟ ماذا تريد؟ أريد قلما. قلما. نعم. يا أبا بكر. ماذا تريد؟
أنا أريد كتابا.
يا عبد الكريم ماذا تريد؟
أريد دفتر
دفترا. أريد دفترا. نعم يا عبد الحليم ماذا تريد؟ ماذا تريد؟ ها؟ أريد كرسيا. والشد on the ya. كرسيا. نعم يا عبد الحق ماذا تريد؟ You can see this, I think, huh? This chalk is not writing. I mean, this pen. Can you see this word here? Huh? ماذا تريد يا عبد الحق؟ Oh. نعم. أنا أريد حقيبة. Are you with us, شيخ؟ Okay, no problem. صلاح الدين. صلاح الدين. ماذا تريد؟ Oh, you want to go? ماذا تريد؟ ماذا تريد أنت؟ أنا أريد. نعم أنا أريد بيتا. أوكي صلاح الدين ماذا تريد؟ أريد دفترا. Your name أخي؟ أحمد. أحمد نعم. يا أحمد ماذا تريد؟
أنا أريد
كرسيا. Okay, now I want to know what you really want. Second round, round two. Oh, we didn't finish yet. ماذا يريد زميلك؟ نعم. زميلي يريد الجنة. أوكي نعم يا أبو بكر ماذا يريد زميلك؟ Okay, we're going to do it again. We're going to start from the beginning, okay? I think they intended us to do it like this. I will identify the thing that you should say in the first question. And the second question will be based upon that, okay? So now I will ask you, Ya Mustafa, ماذا تريد يا مصطفى؟
أريد قلما.
قلما. طيب. يا أبو بكر, ماذا تريد يا أبو بكر؟ أريد كتابا. طيب ماذا يريد زميلك؟
هو يريد قلما.
جيد. ماذا تريد يا عبد الكريم؟
أريد
دفترا. وماذا يريد زميلك؟ هو
يريد
كتابا. طيب يا عبد الحليم ماذا تريد يا عبد الحليم؟ أريد كرسيا. وماذا يريد زميلك؟ هو يريد دفترا. يا أحمد ماذا تريد يا أحمد؟
أنا أريد حقيبة.
نعم وماذا يريد زميلك؟
هو يريد كرسيا.
وماذا تريد يا صلاح الدين؟
أريد بيتا.
وماذا يريد زميلك؟
هو يريد
حقيبة. وماذا تريد يا عبد الحق؟ ماذا تريد؟
أنا أريد قلما.
وماذا يريد زميلك؟
هو يريد
بيتا. وماذا تريد يا شيخ؟
يريد
أنا
أريد
أو
أنا أريد
دفترا وماذا يريد زميلك Tell him what you want. نعم هو قلما Okay, this time we have to pay attention. Okay, because there's nothing written on the board now. Nothing written on the board now. ماذا تريد يا مصطفى? Whatever you want. But everybody cannot say, we know that everybody wants Jannah, okay? I should have saved that till the end. Alright? I mean, we'd use any word that we had before in the previous lessons. No problem. ماذا تريد يا مصطفى? حاتفا جديدا وماذا يريد زميلك okay so, but we, no we're going to now we're going to stick to it though he, you can say anything about yourself but you have to repeat what your zamil said before you forgot what he said what did you say you wanted huh baytan هو يريد بيتا نعم يا أبا بكر ماذا تريد يا أبا بكر وماذا يريد زميلك هاتفا جديدا may Allah grant it to you وماذا تريد يا عبد الكريم
Kawan
Islam. Kawan?
Kawi man. Kawi.
Oh. Al Iman Al Qawi. Al Iman Al Qawi. Because remember the Na'at has to come after the Man'ut. Al Iman Al Qawi means strong Iman. Naam. Wa ماذا يريد زميلك? وماذا يريد زميلك? What does he want? هو يريد زوجا. نعم. طيب وماذا تريد يا عبد الحليم? مغفرة من الله. مغفرة. طيب وماذا يريد زميلك? هو
يريد
الإيمان القوي يا أحمد ماذا تريد أنت
أنا أريد رومان
رومان وماذا يريد زميلك
هو يريد مغفرة من الله
مغفرة من الله نعم أحمد he said what did you say what do you mean no you he wants to know what did you say it's a fruit it's like red and it has نعم فاكهة نعم طيب ماذا تريد يا عبد الحق Huh? He wants some أموال. طيب. وماذا يريد زميلك؟
هو يريد رمان.
رمان. نعم. وماذا تريد يا شيخ؟
أنا يريد.
أريد. أشياء كثيرة. So many things. You don't know which one to say. طيب لا بس. وماذا يريد زميلك؟
هو يريد
أموالا. أموالا أموالا. ماذا تريد يا صلاح الدين؟
أريد
كتابا جديدا. وماذا يريد زميلك؟ أشياء كثيرة. نعم جيد. طيب, again, this exercise is designed to practice the use of this verb, specifically talking about yourself and talking about a third person, your companion or your associate or your classmate or whatever, okay? To try to start using this verb so that in your speech you can actually start saying, this is a common verb that's used. It's something that you can use in normal speech. طيب, exercise number 5, التمرين الخامس. ضع في الفراغ فيما يلي مؤنث الأسماء الدالة على الألوان كما هو موضح في الأمثلة. ضع في الفراغ فيما يلي. What does it mean? Put in the empty spaces. In what follows? مؤنث, the feminine of الأسماء الدالة على الألوان. The names, or here it means the nouns that indicate or point to the colors. Colors. كما هو موضح في الأمثلة. كما هو موضح. What does it mean? What does it mean of موضح? What does it mean of واضح? Something is واضح. It's clear. موضح means it has been made clear. Something that has been made clear. As it has been made clear in the examples. Okay, the first example is قَلَمٌ أَحْمَرٌ. And along with it, going across, is a feminine word, حَقِيبَةٌ حَمْرَاءُ. So what are we doing? We have a masculine word, قَلَم, with the masculine color. And we have a feminine word with the same color, but in the feminine form. Notice that the feminine nouns that indicate colors are مَمْنُوعٌ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ. Don't put تَنْوِين on them, okay? Second example, شعر أسود. أسود. لحية سوداء. Hair and beard. منديل أبيض. ورقة بيضاء. What does it mean of منديل and ورقة? ورقة is what?
Paper.
نعم. منديل.
Handkerchief.
ملف أصفر. What does it mean? أصفر.
Yellow file.
سيارة صفراء.
Yellow car.
قميص أخضر. أخضر. Green. A green shirt. شجرة خضراء. Huh? No, green trees. A green tree.
Oh, yes, that's from the
word. رجل أسمر. A brown man. امرأة سمراء. Brown woman. Okay? So these are examples to show us the difference between masculine and feminine. Now we'll read this exercise, inshallah. اقرأ ما يلي متأملا. What does متأملا mean? Huh? Pondering, contemplating, to look carefully at. اقرأ ما يلي متأملا. Paying careful attention, ponder over, contemplate. الأسماء الدالة على الألوان. The what? The names which indicate the colors. Okay, who take the first one from this side? Yeah, Mustafa. What are we doing here? We are reading number 1 for pronunciation. Number 2 for comprehension. And number 3, to look at the different forms of the colors. Colors, especially in this exercise. Tayyib? Naam.
Shakwad Rasti. Aswadu.
Walihyati.
Walihyati. Baydao.
Baydao. Okay, what does it mean? The hair of my head is black.
And my lihya,
my beard is white. Okay. Read again that sentence one more time, a little bit more louder so I can hear you reading well. Okay, somebody tell me, what mistake is there? Huh? He said tanween. Shahrun. Why is it not tanween? Because it's mudafun. Mudafun never takes alif lam or tanween. This is a idafa construction. Shahru ra'si. The hair of my head. That's mudaf, mudaf ilay. Mudafun never takes tanween or alif lam. This is a basic rule. Huh? He knows the rule because he said immediately why. I know he knows. I know he knows. But you have to pay, you know, more careful attention. Because why? Listen, we were reading number one for pronunciation. I want to make sure you're reading every word correctly. Number two for comprehension. Do you understand what you're reading? And number three for colors. And number four, I'll add now, all the rules that we had before. We have to apply the rules that we had before. All the rules that we had before. Because I'm going to ask questions about them. So pay attention. Number two, yeah, Abu Bakr. جيد. أريد قلما أزرق وحقيبة حمراء. What does it mean?
I want black pen and red bag.
He said, I want a black pen and a red bag. What's wrong with that?
A blue pen
and a red bag. طيب. Number three. Abdul Karim.
هو أسماه وزوجته
Sam. That's a sukoon on the meme.
Sam.
That vowel is a long vowel. Sam ra'u. And by the way, if you're reading Quran and you have a long vowel followed by Hamza, how many counts should it be? If you're reading Quran and you come across a long vowel in a word followed by Hamza. Huh? You said two?
Two, four, or five.
What do you say? Huh? Four? Any other answer?
Two haraka?
Why is it four? Okay. It should be mandatory, not possible two counts. Unless the Hamza is in the next word. It can be, naam, then, that's different, in the next word. In the same word, it's mandatory. Wajib. Naam, muttasil. It's wajib in the same word, it has to be at least four counts. Four or five. No, not in that example, no. The Hamza here is different because there's no long vowel before it. Mu'minuna, it's Mim, Dhamma, Hamza. We're saying if there's a long vowel followed by Hamza in the same word, then it's wajib. That you have to extend the count. But if it's in the next word, then it's jais. It can be made longer or not. Fayyib. So, just make it a little bit longer in that word that you read there. Samra'u. Okay, number four. Abdul Halim. Number four. I mean, I'm sorry, is it number four or number three? Oh no, it's number four, yeah. He read number three, number four. Walaikum salam. طيب سيارة المدير خضراء وسيارة المدرس بيضاء. What is the meaning? The car of the principal? Green. And the car of the teacher? Is white. Number five, Ahmed. Read it again. What is the meaning? Okay, give him a chance to give me the correct translation of this sentence. What does it mean? Okay, let's get some help. No problem. Huh? This black cow is beautiful. Okay, I have a question. What is the khabar in this sentence? Jamilatun. What is the mubtada in this sentence? Taib. So what is al-baqaratu in this sentence? Badal. And what is al-sawda'u? Anat. Thank you. Thank you. Mashkuran. MashaAllah. Number 6. Abdul Haq. طيب ما أجمل هذه الزهرة الحمراء. What is the meaning? الزهرة is a flower. Now, how beautiful is this red flower? This is what? What do we call this type of expression? ما أجمل هذه الزهرة. تعجب. تعجب. This is تعجب. طيب, number 7. يا هاتي. هاتي ورقة بيضاء. What does it mean? What does هاتي mean? Give, bring, naam. Warakatan baydaa. White paper, bring some white paper. Naam. Number 8. Ya Salahuddin. Naam. Liman hadhihi as-sayyaratu as-safra'u. What does it mean? For whom is this yellow car? To whom does it belong? Who does it belong to? Who does this yellow car belong to? Number 9. Ya Mustafa. Asfari. Good. Read it one more time. Read it one more time. Pay attention. I'm going to ask you. Huh? Lucky, mashallah. He didn't give you all a chance. Khalas. He just shut that down. Okay. Jayyid. Ahadha daftaru dhul ghilafil asfari laki ya hafsatu. What does it mean? Is this notebook with a yellow cover?
Yours?
Ya Hafsa? Naam. Number 10. Ya Abu Bakr. Oh, wait a minute. Well, I'm sorry. I have a question. What is the I'rab of ذو in this sentence?
ذو means possession. Or
means possession? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or, like in English, we are having having something like this.
Okay, having?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, is it the mubtada? Is the khabar? What is it?
Mudaf.
It's mudaf? Okay, it's mudafun. What else is it besides mudafun? It is mudafun, naam. What else is it? Is it badal? Dhu? No, it's not badal. There is a badal in this sentence. What is the badal in this sentence? A daftar. And what is dhu? Huh? Not. Naam. It's a not. It's a sifa. Describing the daftar. What kind of daftar? Having a yellow cover. Okay, number 10. Whose turn is it? Who read last? Abu Bakr? Okay, number 10. Naam, ma ajmala tilka shajarata al-khadra'a allati amama al-jamiyati. What is the meaning?
How beautiful
How beautiful is this green tree? Which is in front of the university. We on exercise number 7 on the bottom of page 113. التمرين السابع. Okay, this tamreen, right? ضعف الفراغ فيما يلي. Put in the empty spaces that follow. كلمة تدل على لون مناسب. A word that indicates an appropriate, suitable color. طيب. طيب. Somebody take the first. Who read the last one? Okay, you will have Abdul Karim. First one. Exercise number 7. Sentence number 1. شعر رأسي. نعم شعر رأسك okay شعر شعر رأسك أسود.
ولحية أبياد.
ولحيتك أبياد. أبياد is masculine or feminine? And لحية is masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
You have to use feminine color. What's the feminine of
أبياد?
بيضاء. بيضاء. نعم. طيب number 2 عبد الحليم. حقيبتي. حمراء. طيب number 3 أحمد. You have to put a color. هاتي قلما أحمر. طيب أحمر the color, is it a بدل, a نعت, what is it for a قلم? A نعت. Can you say قلما أحمر? No. It doesn't agree, right? قلما is منسوب. So أحمر has to also be أحمر. را أحمر. نعم. ورقة ورقة سوداء. Is that okay? سوداء. You with us, Ahmed? سوداء. آه. نعم. منسوب, right? طيب, page 114. Top of the page. Sentence number 4. Got it? عبد الحق number 4. طيب what's wrong with what he said? Is there anything wrong with it or it's good? Don't jump off the bus, okay? Be careful. I'm not trying to trick you. I'm just seeing if you're awake or not. Read it again for us, yeah, Abd al-Haq. طيب أزرق. أحمر. طيب, what's wrong with what he said? Is there anything wrong with it, first of all? Okay, what do you say? بالقلمي. He said it shouldn't be أحمري, it should be أحمرا. Anybody have a different opinion? This is not a trick, but it does require some. And no, everybody agrees with what he said? You agree with Abu Bakr or you agree with Abdul Haq? أحمرا. Why is it أحمرا, يا أبا بكر؟ ممنوع من الصرف. طيب. Is it a knot for al-qalam? So why doesn't it have alif lam? Did we ever say it doesn't take alif lam? Okay, why it doesn't take alif lam? It's majroor? Okay, the first question, I have two questions for you. The first question is, if the color is a knot for al-qalam, does it take alif lam or not? Why it doesn't take alif lam? Why doesn't it take... This is a big question. Because mudaf ilay? It's not in man'ut. Didn't we say that the not has to agree with the man'ut? If it's definite, it's definite. Indefinite, indefinite. So why you don't put alif lam on the color, whatever color you use, why is there no alif lam? And the man'ut has alif lam. It's no alif lam, why? Because it's mudafun? Not mudafun. So why is no alif lam? That's my first question. It takes alif lam. Tayyib, the color, ahmaru, is mamnu min al-sarf. Does mamnu min al-sarf mean it doesn't take alif lam? No. It means it doesn't take what? Doesn't take kasra, doesn't take tanween. But guess what? If it's a word that's mamnu min al-sarf, if it has alif lam, it takes kasra. If it has alif lam. And this word, he didn't read it with alif lam, but he should have read it with alif lam. If it was didn't have alif lam, it won't take kasra. Then he will be right by making fatha. But it has alif lam, therefore it has to take kasra.
Then become
mudaf al-dafli then? No. Not
al-man'ud.
Slow down. Al-qalam has alif lam. It's definite, right? The not describing also has to be definite. How is it going to be definite without alif lam? Unless it's a proper noun, unless it's mudaf, connected to something definite. Takes alif lam. And the word that's mamnu min al-sarf, when it takes alif lam, it changes its condition. It has to take kasra if it's majroor. Okay, so today we have mentioned something that perhaps we didn't mention before. So pay attention to it, please.
Can I read that anyone would want to open? And the first one of the kalam will ask why that, right? Also ask why that, not
ask why. Bil qalam, naam, it should... It should be alif lam.
Yeah, alif lam, but
which one are you talking about?
Talking about the first part of it.
No. The first part of it? Yes, we are talking about the first part of it. The second part of the same rule is applicable. You are saying that it is fatha, and if qalam was indefinite without alif lam, then the color that is a knot for it will also be without alif lam, in which case it will not take kasra. But here, al-qalam has alif lam. So the color that, whatever color you use to describe it, also has to take alif lam. Which means now it will take kasra, yes. It will take kasra if it has alif lam. Words that are mamnu min al-sarf, if they have alif lam, khalas, the prohibition of taking kasra is gone, it's removed. Now it will take kasra, if it's majroor. No, because the harf jar B, al-qalam is majroor, right? The color is a knot for it, also has to be majroor. Huh? Yeah, Abu Bakr. Doesn't it have to also be majroor?
Yes.
Has to be majroor. We are saying it's majroor in any case, but if it doesn't have alif lam, even though it's majroor, it's not going to take kasra, it's going to take fatha. But because it has alif lam, it will take kasra. Because it has alif lam.
So it will be al aswad.
Naam.
Okay, so are we the same one again?
Okay.
So, I have a different stand here.
No problem.
So since you correct me, I correct it now. Not to move, bil qala,
بالقلمان أسماء وادي.
How can you say Bill Coleman?
Bill Kalami. والمدرس يكتب بالقلم بالقلم الرياضي.
طيب.
Okay.
Whatever that is.
Is that correct?
No. I mean, I guess it could be.
I said that we wrote with black pen.
Uh huh.
And the teacher with a white pen.
Yeah, that's okay. You can say that, right? But the meaning of writing with a red pen doesn't mean the pen is red.
It means
the pen's ink is red.
Right.
So that pen, that the second pen you're talking about, it's a white pen, is writing with white ink.
Okay.
MashaAllah. I hope it's writing on black paper. Otherwise, we will not see it.
Exactly.
White ink?
I got you.
Fayyib, no problem.
It's
possible, no problem. Maybe using black paper. No problem, inshallah.
I got you.
Tayyib, number five.
That's a good one.
Number five. It's your turn?
No.
The color, the colors, masculine and feminine colors, are mamnoom and sarf, if they don't have alif lam. All right? Naam. Okay, whose turn is it? Fadl. You made it mudaf mudaf ilay. But what they want a color in there. Sayarati, my car is what color? Okay, سيارتي بيضاء والسيارة الزميلي والسيارة الزميلي is what color? Somebody give him a color. Samra'u. Type number six. Salahuddin. Zulbabil Asmari. What does it mean?
For who is this house that has a brown door?
For who is this house?
That house.
That has a brown door. Number seven. Now, Mustafa.
Ma akmala hadhihi bakarata sawda.
طيب, ما أجمل هذه البقرة السوداء. What is the meaning?
How beautiful is this black
Angus cow? Number eight. Al-Baqarata. Naam, Al-Baqarata al-Sawda. Naam, number eight. No, Abu Bakr. Number eight.
لا تكتب بالقلم الأحمر.
I didn't hear the last vowel.
لا تكتب بالقلم الأحمر.
طيب, لا تكتب بالقلم الأحمر. أحمري. With short vowels, no long vowels. أحمري. طيب, number nine, Abdul Karim.
المنزل
Read it again. Should be definite. It's a not. Al-Mindilu Al-Abyadu Wasikhun. What does it mean?
The white handkerchief is dirty.
Okay. Okay, brothers, sisters, try to... These exercises dealing with colors is merely to familiarize you with the colors. Okay, the masculine form, the feminine form of colors. Just try to pay attention to them. Inshallah, you know most of the colors. Just try to remember their forms, masculine and feminine forms. It's not really a complicated matter. It's just a matter of memorization. Exercise number 8, ta'ammal ma yali. This is also a simple matter. It doesn't require a lot of time. Ta'ammal ma yali. Do what? Ponder on the following. What follows? Khalidun, Hamidun, Aliyun, Hishamun. What's the point here? What do you, when you ponder over these words, what do they tell you? What do you find out? What information? Huh? Their names? What kind of names?
Masculine.
Masculine, proper nouns. Proper nouns. Masculine, proper nouns. And what do they all have in common? That is the rule for masculine proper nouns. Tanween. Don't say dhammatain. They all have dhammatain. But the rule is not dhammatain. The rule is tanween. Could be dhammatain, kasratain, fattatain. Tanween. Okay, masculine proper nouns take tanween. As opposed to what? What about feminine proper nouns? What do they take? Tarmabuta usually. And what if they don't have tarmabuta? Can there be feminine proper nouns that don't have tarmabuta?
No.
So what's the rule for feminine proper nouns? They don't take tanween. Not tarmabuta. Maybe they have tarmabuta, maybe they don't have tarmabuta. Feminine proper nouns do not take tanween. That's the rule. Zainabu, Maryamu, and so on. They don't take tanween. Even if they have tarmabuta or not, doesn't matter. Alright, so what we are looking at here is that masculine proper nouns, normally they take tanween. Unless they're on the wazn of fu'alu. Fu'alu. Like umaru, zufaru, hubalu, zuhalu. Hubalu is the ismu sanamin. What is that? Ismu, a name of an idol. One of the idols from the Arabs in the past. Wa zuhalu is ismu kawkabin. Yes, one of the stars, the planets. Huh? Saturn. Zuhalu. Yeah, Zufaru is the name of a person. It's a male's name. Like Omar, a male's name. Alright? So, what is the point here? That masculine proper nouns normally take tanween, but there are some masculine proper nouns that don't take tanween. Like, for example, on the wazn of fu'alu. And also, if what other masculine proper nouns don't take tanween? If it's ajami, foreign proper noun, that is triliteral. Only triliteral. And it has to have, the middle letter has to be? Sukun, ya Abu Bakr, ahsant, ya Abu Bakr. Foreign masculine proper nouns that are triliteral root. And they have sukun and the middle letter. All masculine proper nouns, they take tanween. One other type of masculine proper noun doesn't take tanween. What other one? We had it back in lesson 4 or 5. Huh? Masculine proper nouns that end with ta marbuta. End with ta marbuta. They don't take tanween. Even though they're masculine. Like hamzatu, mu'awiyatu. Huh? Khalifa. Okay, yeah, it's a man's name. Khalifatu, naam. And so on. Okay, number 9. Ta'ammal ma yali. But the point of this lesson is what? Fu'alu. Ala wazn fu'alu. Masculine proper nouns on this wazn do not take tanween. Number 9, تأمل ما يلي. Okay, this is also for contemplation. And we just looked at this when we summarized the points from this lesson. This is the name Amr. Amrun. Amrun. This name Amrun looks like Umar. They are written exactly the same in terms of their letters, but their voweling is different. And if they are mansub, no problem, because Umar is mamnu' min as-sarf, so it can't take tanween, right? So when it's mansub, Amr, as opposed to Umar, Amr is going to have an alif because of the fatatain, right? Because nouns that end with fatatain always take alif. So Amr, if it is mansub, it's going to have tanween followed by alif. And Umar is not going to take tanween or alif. So you can see the difference between them. But if it's not mansub, and there's no alif there, then they look exactly the same. In that case, Amr is going to be written with a waw following its tanween. Amr is going to be written with a waw, if it's marfoon or if it's majroor. That's it. That's it. Good? If you have a question, it's okay. I don't mind. Five. Let's look at the examples they gave. In the first example, Aleph, they gave هذا الطالب اسمه عمر with a waw following it. That waw is not pronounced. What does it mean? Huh? This student. His name is Amr. Number two. Aina Amrun. Aina Amrun. Where's Amr? With waw written after it that is not pronounced. Number three. Daraba Amrun. Umara. What does it mean? Amrun hit Umar. Amrun here is marfoon. Why? Fa'il. And Umar is mansubun. Why? Mafulun bi. Naam, the one that it happened to. Number four. Amrun talibun jadidun. What is the meaning? Amrun is a new student. Okay, now, ba. Huh? Naam, jadidun, new student. Ba. In each of these cases, we are dealing with words that are marfoon, right? Now we're looking at them when they are mansoob. Ara'ayta amran. What is the meaning? Did you see amran? Notice that amran, because it's not mamnu min as-sarf, here we don't need the waw, because it has something to distinguish it from Umar, which is what? The tanween that requires alif to follow it.
Okay, but now because it changed to mansub, is that because of the verb?
It changed to mansub. Why did it change to mansub? Maf'ulun bi. It's the object of the verb.
Object of the verb, that's what I'm going to
say. Yeah, did you see Amr? Tayyib, number two. Alaykum salam. Sa'ala al mudarrisu. Amran, as'ilatan kathiratan. What does it mean? The teacher asks Amr? A lot of questions. Many questions. Amr here is what? What is this i'rab of Amr? Mafulun bi. And mudarris is what? Subject, fa'il. Naam. So you have the fi'il, fa'il. Maf'ulun bi. Number three. Daraba Umaru Amran. What is the meaning? Umar hit Amr. And he hit him back. Daraba Umaru. Daraba is the fi'l. Umaru is the fa'il. And Amran is the maf'ulun bi. Alright. Last group. Jim. Next page. 115. Jim. Now we're going to see them when they are majroor. And when they are marfoon and when they are majroor, you have to write a waw after amr. But when they are mansub, no problem. They are distinguished automatically by the tanween of amr. Because Umar can't take tanween. So Amr is written with tanween when it's mansub, and that tanween is followed by alif, mandatory, except in two cases. When is the noun that has fathatan, tanween fatha, not followed by alif? When? No. Whether it's in the beginning, middle, or end, whenever a noun has two fatha, tanween fatha, you must write alif after it, except two types of words. Doesn't matter if it's in the beginning of the word, or the beginning of the sentence, or middle or end. What about hamzatul qat? Huh? When what's followed by hamzatul qat? He has it. Somebody help him. You got it. You saw it in the Quran. Okay, when a word ends with fattatain, two fattas, tanween, it must be followed by an alif, unless the word ends with fattatain, the last letter of it is hamdatul qat. That must be preceded before it by an alif. If it's preceded, hamdatul qat is the last letter of the word, and it has the alif before it, you're not going to write another alif after it. But if you stop on it, you're going to read it as though there's an alif after it, even though there's no alif there. And the second type of word that ends with fattatain, you don't write an alif, is what? That the word that ends with tarmabuta. Because tarmabuta must be the last letter of a word. There's no Arabic word that ends with tarmabuta has any other letter following it. If you add a suffix to that word, what happens to tarmabuta? Transformed into ta maftuha. Tamabuta must be the last letter of word. It can't be followed by alif. Those are the only two exceptions. All other words end with fattatain must be followed by alif. And this is how you distinguish Umar from Amr. If it's mansub, you have the alif there for the tanween fatha. Mandatory. Fine. This is a lesson from our preliminary studies. Before book one. Before book one, we learned this. That means that we're supposed to remember. But we are human beings. They say that the human being, al-insan, is called insan because of nisyan, because he forgets. Tayyib, jim, number one, hadha kitabu amrin. What is the meaning? Hadha kitabu amrin. Huh? This is the book of Amr, or Amr's book. Tayyib. Number two. Liman hadha al-qalamu. Liman hadha al-qalamu. What does it mean? Whose pen is this? Or to whom belongs this pen? Huwa li-amrin. Huwa li-amrin. It is for, or it belongs to? Amr. Majroor. La'ibtu ma'a amrin. I played with Amrin, Majroor. Here are three cases of Amr when it is Majroor. What are the three reasons, without looking at your book, what are the three reasons why Amr is Majroor in these three sentences? What are the three causes of it? One of them, it is because it is Mudawf Ilay. Mudawf Ilay is always Majroor. Another one is because preposition, Harja. And the third one is because of ma'a. The word that comes after ma'a, that comes after ba'd, qabl, is always majroor. Tayyib. Here we see on the top line, amrun with a waw, amran without the waw, because you have alif, you don't need it. And amrin. Whenever the word amr is marfoon or majroon, you write an extra waw that is not pronounced. When it's mansub, you don't need it. As opposed to the word umaru, umara, and umara. The word umar is mamnoom and a sarf, so it can be marfoon with dhamma, can be mansub with fatta, and it is also majroor, but not with kasra, because it doesn't take kasra. Tayyib, it's clear? Now, number 10, اقرأ ما يلي. This is a reading exercise. It has one and two parts, alif and ba. All right? This exercise, Aleph is dealing with the word Akharu, and Ba is dealing with the word Ukhra. What is the difference between Akharu and Ukhra? Masculine and feminine. Meaning what?
Another.
Masculine and feminine. Okay? Neither of them take tanween. So it's a reading exercise, but paying attention to what? How you use the word akha when it's masculine, and how you use it ukhra when it is feminine. Tayyib, read. First one. Who read last? Who was the last one to do the exercise? I don't remember. Mustafa, we'll start with you. Next time when you come to this class, if you come again, inshallah, if we didn't frighten you away, don't sit in that spot. That's the hot seat. You always go first. Tayyib, we don't want to do that to you because you are new with us. All right, so cool. Then that's me. You're used to that. You're good then. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah khair. Good, good news. Now, read the first one. Hold it, hold it. Please, please don't read when somebody is reading. Give them a chance first. Naam. Naam. Wa talibun akharu. Akharu. Note that akharu in this sentence actually its i'rab is there is a not. And therefore, if talibun is marfoon, it should be marfoon. But it does not take tanween because what? Mamnoo min as-sarf. Talibun akharu. Akharu is a not for talibun. What type of talib? Another. Another. It's a not. Meaning that it should be marfu'un if the man'ut is marfu'un. It should be mansub if the man'ut is mansub. Because it's a not. It's in the position of a not. But it does not take tanween. What does it mean? Kharaj min al-fasli hamzatu wa talibun akharu. What does it mean? Hamza left the class and another student. Naam, Hamza and another student left the class. Did they leave at the same time with each other? We don't know. But we know that both of them left. Because wow, al-Ataf means that something happened or something, there's something and something else. Doesn't indicate time or order. But it just means that two things are there. Okay, it's just connection of Ataf. Conjunction. Number two, Abu Bakr. Read it one more time. Okay, I didn't hear the tanween. Baytun akharu. Hada baytuna walana baytun akharu. What does it mean?
This is our house. And in it,
Lana means in, for us, and we have, walana baytun akharu. This is our house, this one I'm pointing at here, close, right here, right? Hadha, ism ishara lil qareeb, right? This is our house, walana baytun akhar, and we have another house, but it's in the Philippines though.
we hope in Mecca, inshallah. Our Madina.
Naam. Five. Number two. Baytun is indefinite. Naam. And it's marfoon. Five. Number three. Abdul Karim. Maktabata. Maktabata.
Qabla. Qaleelan. 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 المدير ورجل آخر لا أريده.
نعم. دخل المكتبة قبل قليل المدير ورجل آخر لا أعرفه. What does it mean? دخل المكتبة قبل قليل المدير. Yes. Okay. Go ahead, Abdul Karim. Translate for us. Naam.
The teacher, right?
The mudir.
Yeah, the mudir. The mudir?
The mudir.
Oh, you're talking about a couple in the beginning.
Where's the teacher in the beginning?
Oh, yeah, the mudir, right.
I don't know.
طيب المدير المدير انت the library before, is that library
a library or bookstore
before the the teacher enters the library before I mean the mudir enters the library before a man
قبل قليل
a little while before
a little while ago
a while ago a man
and
any man another man did not understand it
لا and another man
I don't know him I did not know it right
نعم طيب so what it means right the mudir and another man that I do not know him Another man, I don't know him,
right.
entered the library or the bookstore a little while ago. This sentence is a little bit difficult because the fa'il came long way down the line. دخل المكتب قبل قليل المدير. That's the fa'il, المدير. ورجل آخر is معتوف. واو العطف, connected to him. The مدير and another man. لا أعرفه. That I don't know him. And the other man, I don't know him.
So the other man can be like a fa'il also, right?
La, it's not another. It's not a fa'il. It's ma'atuf. Mean this, the mudir and another man is connected to him. I mean, he also entered, but the mudir is the fa'il, and then this is ma'atuf. Okay, you can say indirectly it is, yes. Because ma'atuf on the mudir. Okay, number four, who's next? Naam, Abdul Halim. بشير آخر غاب اليوم بشير وطالب آخر What does it mean? Who was absent? Yeah, there's some sisters there. بشير and another student Ghabar were absent today. Past tense, right? Were absent today. Who? Bashir and another student. Number five, Ahmed. Is there somebody in there? Maybe somebody's in there. It's closed? Force it open. There's nobody inside? Are you sure there's nobody inside? Achieve. Huh? Okay. Now, read it again, brother. Read it again, brother. Ahmed, please listen to his reading because if he makes a mistake, I want to ask you what mistake did he make. Read it again loud so we can hear you. I have to hear the vowels on the end of the words. I want to know, does it have fatta, kasra or dhamma? Ra'itu fil matari. مدرسنا مدرسنا فتى ومدرسا آخر طيب what does it mean I saw in the airport What does mudarrisana mean? Mudarris. Our teacher. Wa mudarrisan akha. And?
And another teacher.
Okay, this is akhar when it is masculine. Now we're going to see ukhra, feminine. Okay, next, Abdul Haq. Sa'ahfaza. Why is it mansub with fatta? What is it? أحفظ سأحفظ أها سأحفظ اليوم سورة الرحمن وسورة أخرى. What does it mean? I will. مضاري. سورة الرحمن and another surah. طيب. What's wrong with this statement here?
I will memorize today. It's a future.
Huh?
I will memorize today.
I will memorize today Surah Al-Rahman and another surah. What's wrong with this sentence? In Arabic language, the sentence is okay. But for us, as Muslims, there's something wrong with this sentence.
Inshallah.
Thank you, Brother Mustafa. Your presence is welcome today. Inshallah. Inshallah. What does this sentence also indicate after he said inshallah? That the speaker is what?
He's a
Muslim. And what?
Human being.
Okay, he's a human being. He forgot to say inshallah.
But he's in remembrance of Allah.
He's in the remembrance of Allah. But there's something else that we should know about him. What's your name? Ammar. Ammar, yeah, Ammar. He's like Ammar. No, he's young. He's going to memorize Surah Al-Rahman today and another surah?
Okay.
Did you read Surah Al-Rahman? If he's going to memorize it today and another surah, he's not like me and Abdul Karim. We're not going to memorize Surah Al-Rahman in one day. Not if we start from Fajr until Isha and Tahajjud too. We're not going to do it. No. It means that he's a young man. You gonna memorize Surah Al-Rahman one day? It's possible, yes, but not for, not yeah, like Salahuddin maybe. Mukh jadid, huh?
Yeah.
You got a new brain like Ammar.
Yeah, you know.
Five. Number two. Yeah. Leave him. It's okay. Talib. سيشتري أخرى عندي ساعة جميلة جيد وسيشتري لي عمي ساعة أخرى. What does it mean?
Watch.
I have a beautiful watch. وَسَيَشْتَرِي لِي عَمِّي
I will buy
يَشْتَرِي هُوَ يَشْتَرِي and my uncle will buy لِي for me another watch. Remember, سَيَشْتَرِي means هُوَ سَيَشْتَرِي هُوَ مَنْ عَمِّي عمي سيشتري لي عمي. My uncle will buy for me another watch. Number three. نعم صلاح الدين. غابت أمس حفصة وطالبة أخرى. What does it mean? حفصة was absent yesterday. And another student, another female student. Naam, Mustafa, number four. Naam, Hati, Tufahatan Ukhra, Ya Ummi. What does it mean?
Give me another apple, oh mother.
Give me another apple, oh my mother. Naam, number five. نعم رأيت في المكتبة ليلى وطالبة أخرى. Meaning?
I
I saw Layla in the library and another female student. Okay, this is use of the word akha and ukhra. Another. Doesn't take tanween, either of them. Tayyib. Tayyib. Okay, this is the last exercise we're going to do because it's almost time for the adhan. Inshallah. 11, 12. Okay, anyway, we're going to stop here. No, we'll stop here. No, this exercise dealing with akha and ukhra. Let's try to do it quickly. Let's try to do this one quick. It's just fill in the blanks, okay? Exercise number 11. Akmil al-jumala al-atiyata. Complete the following sentence. Biwad'i akhar. By putting the word akhar. Aw ukhra. Fil faraag. Okay, just read the sentence. Put in akhar or ukhra in the sentence. Who read last? Okay, Abdul Karim, go ahead.
درست اللغة التركية ولغة أخرى.
Number two, Abdul Halim.
There is a point that you want to understand about feminine and masculine.
Yeah, I mean, okay, al-luga, here, lugatan is feminine, so we're using ukhra. We're using ukhra. Now, if it's masculine, the word we should use akha. Number two. Risala is masculine or feminine?
No.
Ukhra. نعم كتبت رسالة إلى أبي ورسالة أخرى إلى أمي. Meaning, I wrote past tense. I wrote a letter to my father and another letter to my mother. Number three, Ahmed. مدرس خالدا وطالبا It should be أخرى or آخر. طالب is masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
So should we use آخر or أخرى? آخر. سأل المدرس خالدا وطالبا آخر وطالبا آخر. Meaning, the teacher asked Khalid and another student. Number four, Abdul Haq. خرجت الآن سيارة المدير وسيارة أخرى. Meaning, the principal's car went out just now. And another car. Number five, Talib. هذا الخبر. نعم. من إذاعة.
من إذاعة.
نعم. لندن.
ومن إذاعات.
Wait a minute, what's the word you got to put in after إذاعة? إذاعة آخر أو إذاعة أخرى.
أخرى.
سمعت هذا الخبر من إذاعة لندن ومن إذاعة أخرى. What is the meaning? I heard this news
from the station in London.
Yeah, from the London broadcasting station, and from another broadcasting station. Number six, Salahuddin.
اشتريت هذا الكتاب وكتابا اخرى وكتابا اخر.
نعم اشتريت هذا الكتاب وكتابا اخر. Number 7. A meaning what? 6. What is the meaning of 6? I purchased this book and another book. Number 7, ya Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr. Ulaika. نعم ضرب أولئك الرجال بلالا وطالبا آخر. Meaning? I beat ضرب. Who's he? These men or those men? After the adhan, inshallah. We'll just take 5 minutes after the adhan, inshallah. Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar.
شلون محمد رسول الله حول ولا قوة إلا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على Right, inshallah, we have a couple of sentences and we'll stop here, inshallah. Okay, what is the meaning of ضَرَبَ أُولَٰئِكَ الرِّجَالُ بِلَالًا وَطَالِبًا آخَرًا? What is the meaning? Those men beat Bilal and another student. طيب. Number 8.
وَرَأَيْتُ خَدِيجَةَ وَالْتَالِبَةً أُقْرَى عِنْدَ
نعم رأيت خديجة وطالبة أخرى عند المديرة. Meaning?
I saw Khadija and another student. With the headmistress.
نعم the female principal. Number 9. Dhul Halim. رجل أخرى. Okay, read the sentence again one more time. A little bit louder. من مسجد what? من المسجد الآن الإمام ورجل رجل آخر خرج من المسجد الآن الإمام ورجل آخر. What does it mean? What does it mean? The Imam and another man went out of the masjid just now. Last one, number 11, Ahmed. Number 11. I mean number 10, I'm sorry.
Number 10, last one, number 10. Kamisatan? Kamisan?
Ukhra.
Kamis is masculine or feminine? Masculine. And ukhra is masculine or feminine? Akha. Ghasalat ukhti al-kamisa al-akhdara wa kamisan akhara. What does it mean? My sister washed what?
The clothes.
The clothes?
So the green shirt.
The green shirt?
And another shirt.
طيب جزاكم الله خير. We did good today. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Your homework, brothers and sisters, your homework is to write out the exercises that we had, that we have done in the class today, and to complete the rest of the exercises on your own. We will do them, inshallah, the rest of the exercises in class next week, but please write them out. Do the rest of the exercises. Finish this lesson. Next week, inshallah, we'll start the next lesson, which means that you should read the key to the next lesson, 17, and read the dialogue, and look at the first few exercises. Alright? But, I advise you, take the time and write.